This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, all y'all.
All y'all.
It's so good to have you with us, because if you're not here, it's just a couple of guys talking in a room.
Pretty much.
Which is still fun.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
We probably do it with some regularity without you, so there's that. But I'm Gary Chapman.
I'm Scott Kutcher.
He is, and this is Turbulent Truth. It's when we get together and talk about what's going on in the world, in each other's lives, in our families, our kids. We'll talk about your family and your kids if you want to email us at turbulenttruth@gmail.com.
That's it.
And we will discuss it all. We don't care. We will talk about dang near anything, and we're about to prove it.
Dang gummit.
So.
Okay, I got to get started.
Where do you want to start?
You know me in education, and you know how I am about education.
I'm so glad you slowed it down.
I slowed it down for you. I saw the look like, what did he say?
What did he say?
I
think he said education.
Yeah.
I do know you. You're passionate about it.
Oh, just, and, okay, so there's some more stuff.
He gets mad about it, which is awesome. And it triggers incredible creativity in him, which is also awesome.
That is true. That is true, and I thank God for that. But what really frustrates me, and we all know that we're on the wrong path, so we're going back to higher education. It's funny to me because we're elevating institutions and individuals and candidates and everything as our demigods. We are going to solve all the world's problems, even though we all know Jesus Christ is the solution, period, end of story. So MIT.
MIT.
Very prestigious, right?
Private university.
Very private, very prestigious. You got to be super intellectual.
Well, yeah.
Great technology, right?
You cannot go there unless you're annoyingly intelligent.
Exactly.
Those are the, you know the people.
Oh, yeah.
We've all got those friends. It's like, dude, can you just take it down a notch, please? Yeah. That's what we're doing for you. We take it all down. And
matter of fact, some people would say we're in the basement.
Too many notches.
Too many
notches. So, MIT.
So, they came out with this VR program. And the whole point of the program, it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on a plane.
That's virtual reality is what he's talking about. You put on those goggles and it's like, everywhere you look is another place that you've never been and probably shouldn't be.
Right, exactly. So you're on this plane. You really feel you're on it.
On a plane.
On a plane.
Like a commercial plane?
Yeah, commercial airplane.
A flight.
And you're on a flight. And there's three characters you can pick to be. You've got a crowd all around you, but three characters. One, we'll just call her Mary.
Okay, Mary.
She is a white Midwest woman.
I know Mary.
That's xenophobic.
She's...
No, they've classified her as... One of the traits that you can't get away from that you have to do.
You have to play that part.
You have to be xenophobic in it.
So she's got a problem with pretty much every race.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And then you have...
Racist. Let's call her racist.
Sure, why not?
So much better.
So much easier.
Fewer syllables, please.
And it just fits with the dialogue and the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have this woman from Indiana, okay? But she's an immigrant. Her parents
Was the other woman from Indiana?
No, she was from the Midwest, and I know Indiana's there, but for some reason, they decided to say Indiana instead of Midwest.
Okay, another woman, though.
You're right, another woman. But she is dressed in Middle Eastern garb that is Islamic. So the wrap
like the whole
and all that.
Yeah, burqa
the wrap
stuff
and the burqa,
and
yeah,
all
that, right? So she's dressed in that manner.
Just because she likes it?
No, because that's her religious belief as a Muslim.
There's so many of them in the Midwest.
Right, they're all over the place. And they fly on flights a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I fly a lot.
Let it go.
Yeah. Anyways, so all of a sudden she's enlightened, younger woman. The other woman's older, of course. So now there's some ageism going on. But this is accurate, according to them, because it's going to teach tolerance. It's going to teach diversity. It's going to teach us how to be in someone else's shoes in a virtual world and what that's like. So then you have the stewardess that's the innocent bystander. That's literally, she's just observing everything and trying to steer the conversation. So she's trying to be the peacekeeper in the process. That's the way I interpret it from this article.
So there's no, I can't be a guy.
No.
There's only female parts.
Yep.
Both Midwestern women to some degree, but they have their parts to play.
Right. Well, if there was a guy, then...
And can you pick to be the stewardess?
You can.
Oh.
You can pick that. So you can pick three people.
Flight attendant. Sorry.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Our bad.
Stewardess is such a better word.
It is, and it just flows. But anyways.
Well, then you know it's a woman. There's a flight steward. There's a flight stewardess.
Exactly.
Never mind.
Go Anyways. Rabbit hole. So you're on there. You get to pick. And no matter what you try to do with Mary, mm-hmm. our white woman, she always spins it somehow to xenophobic type comments. And it's your job as an immigrant to reflect it, see what it feels like mm-hmm. to have that happen, and then to combat it with your overall glowing knowledge
right.
that you have over the other individual.
And what's xenophobic lady's job?
To tick everyone off.
That's it?
I mean, literally, it's so
you... So if I choose that
you
character,
get to be, so what
I can only be a jerk?
What it boils down to is you're either the oppressor or you're the oppressee.
Wow.
That's it. But it's going to teach us how to be diverse. It's going to teach us how to be tolerant. It's going to teach us about racism. And then again, my favorite part of it, the systemic racism that is interwoven into everything. And you know what? We really believe, we have hopes that VR, it is our solution, Gary. Mm-hmm. It's our solution. And it's so much our solution that we went and got a grant from the government.
Wow.
Yes. So millions of dollars that are pouring in to create this game to teach us how to be tolerant instead of having conversations and learning it naturally like God intended. It's only going to cost us $1.5 million a year. It's not a big deal.
That we paid for?
Who do you think's paying for it? It's a grant.
Again. Tax dollars did this?
Yes.
Okay, so American taxpayers are paying a private university
yes.
to teach us how...
To create a game.
To create a game that teaches us how to be tolerant with each other.
Because they are God.
Because they know.
Oh, yeah, they're God.
What if, yeah. just I'm thinking outside the box, what if
okay.
there was a book? And if you want it to be digital, you can do that too.
Yeah,
you
there's
can bring
an
it, you can bring it into this century if you would like.
Wow.
But there's a book
uh-huh.
that actually, if you read it and follow the instructions that are in it,
uh-huh.
you will be tolerant and loving and compassionate to every breathing human on
no
the planet.
Way.
You will.
Gary, tell me the name of this book.
It'll work.
What book is it?
I promise you it'll work.
Tell me the name.
And
I can handle it.
It will also bring you incredible peace into your own conflict. All the depression and the anxiety
really?
And all the stuff that people have to deal with. If you read that book,
yeah.
it will make that all go away.
No.
Be replaced by joy.
Joy.
And peace.
Oh my gosh.
It's bizarre.
No way.
It is.
You can even laugh in the middle of total chaos.
You can. You absolutely.
Like two idiots in a yeah. studio by
you
themselves.
You can. By themselves.
No way.
You can do it.
Tell me the name of the
and
body.
When
Tell me.
You are faced with an incredibly daunting experience, like if the world's on fire.
Right.
If things are going nuts.
Like the World Forum that we're going to talk about.
The World Economic Forum is having their thing. If you're focused on that,
yeah.
your mind starts going,
yeah,
wow,
it's crazy.
They're going to destroy us. We're going to... You can actually
there's
laugh.
A... And there's hope.
You can laugh at it because
wow.
you know that in the end, that's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie.
It is.
And you know the truth because the truth is in that book.
And what is the name of the book again?
It's the Bible.
What?
Bible.
Oh.
B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me.
And I believe that's on the lap on Mary on the plane.
Yes.
I'm just saying. So, and wait. Okay. So now that our rant's over, which was awesome. Bible, by the way, if you don't, that's the book. Austin. So University of Texas Austin, along with a bunch of other ones, the list is growing.
Right.
They've decided if you want to go teach there, Gary, or if I want to go teach there, because, you know, I love to teach,
mm-hmm.
that I have to sign a declaration to diversity that states that I will meet this very detailed woke agenda. Now, I'm looking for a copy of it. If anyone finds a copy of this, University of Texas Austin is the key one. Put it up here, please. I want to see what they have to sign to become.
TurbulentTruth@gmail is what he's talking about.
Thank you. I want to see what they have to sign because I'm trying to find the actual documentation. But the commentary that was given from, I believe, a very reliable source is basically stating that you have to sign this and it's a contingency of employment. Correct me if I'm wrong, folks. Is that not discrimination? 101, the NAACP should be involved in. I mean, I don't get it, Gary. It's unbelievable to me, and we're turning a blind eye because it's not making the news, of course, because they, because you know what, they just CBS there, CBS News, yeah. There's a lot of
because the news is BS.
I see it.
Yeah, you can get these at turbulenttruth.com as well.
Yes, so, you can.
Yeah,
so, but that's the frustration, right? You're like, are you kidding me? And no one's stepping up. So there's got to be some lawsuits that are going to start with this. There has to be. If I was a professor going to want to work there, and they came to in the final stages of my interview process, slid that declaration to me and said, you need to sign this declaration or you can't be part of our university, that's a lawsuit.
Can I just pause for a minute and,
yeah,
and openly weep?
I know, right?
University of Texas?
I know. And that's why I'm bringing it up, because of our people. Austin, University of Texas, Austin.
Well, the University of Texas system is...
I know it.
I guarantee it's across the board.
We...
Well, Austin itself has become, you know, just a little tiny Houston. It's so stinking left and ridiculously woke. It's annoying already. And I love that city so much.
I love
but
Texas,
but
period.
Surely, good people in the state of Texas, surely... Somebody can rattle a cage somewhere.
Please.
You cannot let the University of Texas
no.
go. You can't let it go.
Just,
and that's where it's going.
Well, and that's where Satan's going. He's going into the things that were the shining light inside the United States. The states that were the shining light. The people that were the shining light. We all agree Texas is one of those shining lights. You've always gone done things your own way.
Sure.
You pioneered so many things for us. You have had such a huge impact on the United States. Why wouldn't they go after that state? Why wouldn't that be one of the first states that
say... It'd be a target.
Of course it would be.
But it would also be a target that shoots back.
It should. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So please shoot back.
Yeah.
With the Holy Spirit. That's what we're talking about.
He ain't talking about your gun.
No.
No.
No, this is a spiritual warfare, guys. We do not wrestle against people. We don't. It's principalities.
And well, speaking of principalities,
yeah.
The World Economic
yes.
Forum are meeting over in Davos. And
Slug.
Klaus.
Schwab. He's got his hairless cat.
Yes. So
da.
Check this out.
Da.
I don't know. You know me and conspiracy theories. I love them. No.
Especially when they're proven correct.
Well, yeah. It's also better if they're true. But so Klaus Schwab, he does the opening statement, right? The speech.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it's all about how we've got to, what are the phrase he uses? Master the future. Seriously. By causing us all to need to eat bugs and no more beef. You know, the whole stupid agenda they've got. No, obviously, no more fossil fuels. So prepare to freeze or, you can't burn wood because that releases.
You know, there was
too.
Another German individual. He had a really yeah. funny mustache.
He had a weird mustache.
Yeah,
yes.
That kind of reminds me of.
You sounded much the same. We have ways of making you eat crickets. No. So he comes and does the opening statement, the speech to get going, and then he leaves.
What?
Okay, the three most powerful individuals in the World Economic Forum, which is clearly, openly.
Klaus, Gates, and what's the third one? Klaus?
Soros, or? George Soros.
Oh, duh, Soros, yeah, that makes sense.
Gates and Soros?
Yeah.
Didn't show up at all.
What?
What is that about?
That's really odd.
A boy can dream that they couldn't show up because they found... Because
God removed
them. They were learning to tie knots. They had a knot tying class.
In the South.
With a rope. That's what happened. I don't know.
No.
We
pray
but for that's weird.
You know,
redeem or remove. That's it. That's the prayer.
And the remove is up to God, whatever that means.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and,
it's ridiculous.
And he has ways.
He has ways.
That are beyond our ways.
I know nothing. Yeah. Reminds me of Colonel Clink, right?
Well, that was actually Sergeant Schultz.
That's right.
Yes.
That's, you're right. That's
Thank
right.
You.
It was.
Thank you. It's one of my yeah. favorite shows.
That in in one of your favorite plays, Springtime with Hitler. That?
Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
We need another Mel Brooks. We do.
Okay. This is a rabbit hole, but it's connected somehow. So a guy like Mel Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible comedian, incredible comedic writer, Jewish, most great comedians historically, quite frankly, if you're just looking at sheer numbers, they're Jewish.
Oh, yeah. Reiner.
My assumption is because their culture, their group of humans on the planet have been so persecuted.
Yes.
From the beginning of time, for the most part.
Pretty much.
One of the better ways to deal with pressure is comedy.
Laughter.
That's why we're doing
That's why we're here.
But a guy like him, did I tell you that we sat down and watched Blazing Saddles top to bottom as a family?
Did you really?
With my little girl. I
what was
the
reaction?
First of all, uproarious laughter. She got every joke.
Did you? Of course she
did.
There
were a couple of times I said, honey, I need you to, and I did this, because it was,
right.
There's nothing really horrible, but there's things I don't.
It's true.
I don't want her dealing with, yes. It's true what they say about you people.
It's true.
So, but she
the Vita Schnitzel?
She wouldn't understand that anyway. No, baby.
No, baby.
8 is my limit. So if you haven't seen Blazing Saddles recently, I recommend it.
Go, yeah.
And then
and
think about
mind.
Then think about the incredible, powerful cultural effect of laughter against racism, making fun of racist people. That a guy like Mel Brooks has put out, who's still breathing, by the way.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
If he tried to make Blazing Saddles today, despite his power, despite the incredible history of success that he has, he would be completely shut down.
He would.
There's not a chance Hollywood could make that great movie.
No.
Why? Because their agenda is not to entertain you.
No.
Their agenda is to change you, to shift your thinking, to move you away from free thought and free speech to their thought and their speech.
Absolutely.
Don't fall for it. Don't.
Racism is now what you think, not what your skin color is.
Right.
That's the new racism.
And if we...
What do you think?
When I say we, I'm talking about America in particular, but in even smaller detail, the church.
Mm.
The church has been too quiet.
Yes.
Whoever said that church and state didn't have connection.
No.
That was a giant lie, and we know where that lie comes from.
Matter of fact, look
the
that
liar.
Up. Yeah. Look that up.
Yeah.
Look, because that amendment in the Constitution actually says that it's not in the Constitution, but you know me, the articles. Mm-hmm. It actually says that it is protecting the church from the state.
Yeah.
Not the state from the church.
No.
God was supposed to be interwoven. It's protecting them from stopping the church from interweaving God into society.
That's right. And somehow that got twisted.
Of course.
And you've narrowed it down to 1969 when schools got God
taken
removed
out of the,
from them, basically.
It's just fascinating. When you start trending that, from that point forward, you know, pregnancy rates went up, abortions went up, all these things that became the downfall of the family. And when the family suffers, the city suffers, the state suffers, and on all the way through.
Well, now you're getting real close to just giving the sermon. I'm going to put up a link.
Yeah, this sermon is phenomenal.
I'm going to put up a link to a sermon that you should watch. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Black guy.
Yep. On Martin Luther King. Holiday, which is one of my personal heroes since I was a kid. Because when I heard that statement, character, it just made sense.
You judge a man.
It just made sense.
Not by the color of his skin.
No. Character. And you know what? That's been my barometer my whole life.
So Jonathan...
Despite, you, but...
Right. Jonathan Evans. Well, obviously. Jonathan Evans. His father's Tony Evans.
Mm.
Incredibly amazing pastor.
I didn't realize he was that gifted.
Yeah, go watch all of his sermons.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Jonathan is one of his sons, and he's a chaplain for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, one of my favorite teams, by the way.
And the Dallas Mavericks,
my favorite team.
I hate the NBA,
whatever.
Wow.
No. I'm not tall enough for the NBA.
I grew up in Texas, hence my anger at the University of Texas, and the fact that I can't stop being a Dallas Cowboys fan. I don't know, right?
It's frustrating.
I don't know how to stop.
I know.
So,
it's frustrating.
I think that's cool, personally.
Yeah.
So he got invited to come speak at the church that we attend, Church of the City in Franklin, Tennessee. And he gave the most beautiful, moving, occasionally hilarious sermon on the value, the very thing that we're talking about right now, how the world is obviously going to hell in a handbasket because the nations, this nation in particular, is not doing what God designed it to do, to set up, it set it up to do. We are supposed to be
the light.
The light that brings freedom to the world. That was tasked to us, yeah. I believe, by God 250 years ago,
agreed.
Give or take.
Agreed.
So because we stopped doing that, and the reason that happens is because the states, some of them individually, have almost completely stopped doing that.
No. Yeah.
Take it down to the cities. Take it down to the communities. Take it down to your church. Take it down to your family. Take it down to the father in the family. I left church completely convicted.
Oh, me too.
And I thought I was doing a decent job.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm taking it seriously enough.
I'm not at the level I need to be at.
Especially with my older kids. You know, because you kind of go, well, yeah, they're going to be who they're going to be. No, they're not. You're still their father. You've still got to make that family unit function properly under the hand of God. And if you don't do that, the family's going to fall apart. And when your family falls apart, your neighborhood falls apart. Collectively, it affects your city. It affects your state. It affects the country, which affects the world. He wove that whole picture so well.
Oh, he did. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And to prove Gary's point, think about anybody like myself that has lost parents, right? When that I guess, head of the household or that person that is the center point, and usually it's the couple. It's usually mom and dad who become Nana and Papa or in my family or whatever you call them.
Mine was.
So on and so forth. They're the center. Dad passes. My mom's now the center. When she passes, the likelihood of my siblings and I connecting on a regular basis goes way down.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because until they pass, they are still the center. Because they have played an important role in bringing us up and helping us become the people that we were designed to be. Now, we make our choices past that. Some of us good, some of us bad. I know I made my share of bad ones. But that's what it is. So to prove his point, when they're gone, it falls apart.
But if they've done their job right, it doesn't fall apart. It multiplies because every one of those
become a mini
units that they become another recreation of that beautiful picture that they tried to live out in front of you.
Yes.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
That's it.
And that has fallen apart dramatically in this country. It's horrible.
Because they started a long time ago in 1969. They went into the schools and they knew if they could get the children, if they take God out of school and they get the children will influence how the household is ran if the parents don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. If they're not walking it out, they're just talking it out, not walking it out, then guess what? Those children will influence it negatively, and over the course of time, we'll end up where we're at right now.
Wow. So where's the hope?
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
There it is.
No, yeah.
There it is.
Jesus. That's the hope. That book, that weird book you were talking about, that had all these things in it.
The Bible.
It's crazy, you know? Get in it. Get in it. Quit listening to the outside voices. The more you get in that, the more you'll hear God clearly, and the more truth will unveil itself along the way.
So, and that's going to be an individual choice that you and your family make. If you're the father, if you're the head of the house, and this is not to lord over your family. You're responsible to them. They're actually in charge if you do it right.
You're to serve them like Jesus served the church.
You will see their needs and you will serve them, period.
Yep.
But part of that might be making some hard choices.
It is making some hard choices.
What we're going through in our house, I know you are.
Yep.
It's because it's getting so unavoidable to see darkness on your television.
Oh. Yeah.
Computer screens, wherever.
Wherever.
It's getting almost impossible to not be affected by all the negativity and all the crap that's just so prevalent. It's just there all the time. We're disengaging from a bunch of different things that we do. We pretty much got it narrowed down to Yellowstone and Tucker Carlson.
Wow.
That's really it. That's really it.
I'd like to see him in a cowboy hat.
Yeah, boy. You reckon?
Yeah.
No, I mean, we haven't taken it quite that far yet because we did watch Blazing Saddles. But it really changes things when you make that choice. I've started actually leaving this occasionally.
Me too.
And that's a dramatic change. Good
grief. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You don't know how married you are to that stupid thing until you leave it at home on purpose. Now, I'm cheating.
Well, a little
because
bit.
Because I'm a techie, and I need to be able to get reached, but it's different. You don't sit here and do this
not
all
at all.
The time.
And you're not death scrolling.
No,
you're not doing the death scrolling.
No.
So, you know, one of the things, a little advice, one of the things we're doing in our household is we made the decision because we're how crazy Disney's gone, some others, but we love some of the original content because, again, you got to look at the origins in which something was started to appreciate whether or not it's gone off the rails.
Right.
And you got to hold that up against that book that you were so eloquently talking about.
That Bible.
So when you do that, you make decisions like we have. We're going to start garage selling and stuff, and we're going to start finding all of the old Disney.
Well, that's awesome.
We're going to suck it into the computer system, mm-hmm. and we're going to digitize ourselves, and we're going to have our own cloud service inside the house.
There you go.
To where it's totally controlled, and it's totally what God ordains, not what we think. You know, this whole, it's like trying to filter it out. It works to a degree because we're changing the algorithm, but you also got to be careful because when you got an 8-year-old like me, they'll slip in that occasional thing that they shouldn't. And so you can't watch them 100% of the time.
Yeah. So we need to sell some tea because we love these people.
Well, Soul Tea is amazing.
They help us stay.
They're little tablets. They're
in
tiny.
Front of you.
Yeah.
Tell them about it.
Oh, they're amazing. I just, right before my first meal of the day, pop a couple of them. And yes, it makes a difference. Heart health is getting better. Cholesterol is down. It works. It just works. And they're good people. Have been doing a long time. With a
all
long
natural.
Track record. All natural. So you know what? Go check them out. Mm-hmm. Yep. Soul Tea. And put in the code.
Truth. Two.
Dos.
That's right there.
Yeah.
So, that will help you. It will.
Absolutely.
Because we want you to stay around as long as God wants you to stay around. And we're going to be here to help entertain you along the path if you'll just
absolutely
keep tuning in. You can find us always online. We're there all the
and
time.
And if you're a t-shirt guy like Gary,
okay,
and you love to make statements and get conversations started, he's got me wearing t-shirts on the show, which I love. Go to turbulenttruth.com. Check out our merch.
We have a lot of fun stuff.
Absolutely. We're going to have some new stuff dropping soon, too.
Become a billboard for us.
Yeah, sign up. We'll let you know when we're dropping new stuff.
Yes, indeed. All right. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah. We
going to
play us out?
We'll have a little music to, you know, kind of soften the blow from all our stupidity. We love you. I'm still Gary Chapman.
And I'm still Scott Kutcher.
And this will continue to remain Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
Yeah.